Morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are learning Mizmor Kuf Chav Gimel, 123rd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is number 4 of the 15 Shir HaMa'alos. Let's take a look at this Mizmor. It is a short one. It is only 4 psukim long and can roughly be divided into 2 sections. The first 2 psukim are talking about raising the eyes to Hashem in hope of salvation, in hope of grace. And the last 2 psukim, Gimel to Dalet, are the actual request for Chen, for the grace, for the salvation from Hashem. It is as well noting that in terms of structure, the first of each of the psukim in each of the sections is shorter and the second one is longer. So it goes A-B-A-B in terms of length. The second pasuk is expanding the idea represented in the first pasuk in each section. The theme word of our Mizmor is the word Chen or Chanan, to give grace. The Mizmor seems to be building up towards that request, and in fact that's the last word of Pasuk Beis, which is sort of the hinge, Ad Sheyechanenu, until you will give us Chen, and the beginning of the next section, which is the actual request, Chanenu Hashem, Chanenu, please grant us Chen, please grant us this grace from you. And that relates to the main theme of this Mizmor, which is the relationship to Hashem. The relationship of the narrator to Hashem is one of a servant to the master, which is explicit in Pasuk Beis. Hine chayinei avodim al yad Adonaihem, keinei shivcho el yad gvirta, keineinu el Hashem elokeinu ad sheyachoneinu. Like the eyes of servants to the hands of their master, and like the maidservant to the hands of their mistress, are our eyes to Hashem. And at the same time as it being a description here of this looking towards a master, and we think about this relationship of subjugation, at the same time there's another idea here, and that is that the slave only looks towards their earthly master, but this slave, this narrator, looks towards heaven, to Hashem. Which means that by being a servant to Hashem, this narrator is not subservient to any other human being. As Viktor Frankl says in his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, in which he talks about his experience in the Holocaust and having everything that would matter to him taken away from him, he came to the realization to quote, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Or as Chazal said, "Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyiras shamayim." Everything is in the hand of heavens, except for yiras shamayim, fear of heavens. Which means ultimately that there are 2 expressions of slavery in this mizmor. On the one hand, is this complete obedience and servitude to Hashem, but complete freedom from those who mock and hurt him, as he says at the end. Our soul has had enough of the mockery of the smug and the contempt of the arrogant. What that means to say is that perhaps the way to salvation from all that mockery and all that pain is the realization that one is a servant to none other than Melech Malchei Amlochim, the only power in this world. The pain which this Mizmor describes is a description of Kirav Sovanu Vuz. We have suffered enough contempt. Our soul has enough of the mockery of the smug and the contempt of the arrogant. It sounds like this could be simply mockery, or it could be more than that. It could be more nefarious. It could be real usury. It could be real hurt and pain and conspiracy, which is against the narrator. There is, of course, a movement from the singular to the plural in this mizmor. So he starts off by saying, Eilecho nososi es eini. I lifted up my eyes to Hashem is in heavens. At the end, he talks about Kein Einenu, our eyes, not my eyes, but our eyes. It sounds like he is stretching his consciousness to expand and incorporate the rest of Klal Yisrael in his predicament. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, it is not really clear what this is referring to. On the most general scale, the Al-Sheikh says this refers to a person in a state of galus. It refers to the nation of Israel in the state of exile. And the reason we see this is because the description of Hashem is in heaven. Hashem, which is Yoshvi Vashomayim, who is dwelling in heaven and does not have a Dira Batachtonim, does not have an earthly abode, so to speak, because the earthly abode was destroyed. And that's why we are requesting Ad Shiachonenu, Hashem, take us out of this place where you are so distant from us. It is worth noticing that there are similar descriptions in both Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. As an example, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes of Sefer Ezra, he describes, Ki avodim anachnu uv'avduseinu lo yazavnu elokeinu. We are servants, but yet we have not abandoned you, Hashem. Vayet oleinu chesed lifnei melachei pras lases lanu michya. You gave us favor in the hands of the kings of Persia, loseis lanu michya l'romemis beis elokeinu l'amid es korvoseinu, to give us the house of Hashem, loseis lanu goder b'yod of Yerushalayim, to give us a area in Yehud and Yerushalayim. Similarly, in Nehemiah Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed Vov, he says, Hinei anachnu hayom avodim v'oretz asher nosata l'avosinu lechel periyavis tuvo, Hinei anachnu avodim oleo. We are servants, Hashem, in the land which you gave to us to eat of its good. In both these cases, Ezra and Nehemiah are relating to their place in Jewish history, which has not been so glamorous. The nation of Israel has returned after what's called the Second Commonwealth to the land of Israel. They're trying to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and the walls of Jerusalem. They face trial after tribulation for internally and externally, and it is very difficult. The people are assimilating. They've married women from other countries and other nationalities. Some of them don't even know how to speak Hebrew. And in describing this, Ezra and Nehemiah are describing their state of affairs. And it perhaps could relate to this mizmor of the idea of calling out to Hashem from a very lowly place. And avodim is used now as a diminutive to describe a very lowly place that the nation of Israel is to be found in. It is also worthwhile noting that there is an interesting Medrash Tanchum, which is to be found at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, where Rabbi Yirmiyah describes that when Aaron HaKohen was receiving all these different gold implements from the people who were trying to build the Egel HaZahav, he turned his eyes to heaven and he said, Elecho nososi eseinai hayoshvi v'ashamayim Hashem, I turn my eyes to heaven. And he says, Ato yodeis kol amachshavos, you know the thoughts of humans, shebal korchi ani oisa, that I'm not doing this because I want to, I'm forced to by the crowds, Hashem have mercy on me. This is another aspect of time. This is another time where a person is using this mizmor, is turning towards heaven. In terms of the places in our davening, this appears in the Nusach of Edut Mizrach. It appears as one of the extra additional mizmorim added to Psuk and Dezimra on Yom Tovs. It also sounds like it could be a request for rain, because in Pasuk Gimel, when it says, Choneinu Hashem Choneinu Kirov Savanu Vuz, we have been satiated by buzz, by contempt. Maybe the word sovanu sovea refers to the notion of physical nourishment. It could be an idea which is said in the request for rain as well. And this perhaps is why it could be included as one of the Shir HaMaalos said at the Simchas Beis HaShoev of the drawing of the water as we enter the water season as well. In terms of words or psukim in the spotlight, one last actually interesting place, it also appears in our tefillah, is it does seem to be the basis for the prayer of Hayom Haras Olam Hayom Adi Abim Mamishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim Im Kabonim Im Kavodim, which is the prayer we say after the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah, the idea of being like slaves and Totzikar Mishpatenu, seeing the light in our judgment, could be based on this Mizmor Kuf Chav Gimel. Last thing is the pasuk in the spotlight. Pasuk Dalaz, we say Rabbas Sovelon of Shenu Halaga Sharanim Habuz Lige Yonim. We say that our soul has had enough of the mockery and of the smug and the contempt of the arrogant. The Baal Shem Tov and told us Yaakov Yosef. This is a very beautiful idea, and that is that if we lived by ourselves, we would become frightfully, terribly arrogant because we think we're always perfect. When we live among imperfection, when we live among people who are difficult, it helps us understand something in and of ourselves. Even if they aren't contemptuous to us, but it's difficult to live around them. When we live around such people, we should understand that Hashem allows us to see things which are ultimately in ourselves as well. And when we look at imperfection, we should be able to see in that imperfection the mirror which reflects upon ourselves, so that we're able to see, in a certain sense, our own perfection. And that's part of the resolution, is in fact the problem itself, says the Baal Shem Tov. With this, we close. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.